guys, welcome to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast. It's your homeboy, Toby, as your wonderful host for this awesome episode. Today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be diving deep into a system that I have not experienced anything with until tonight. That game system is the Sega Dreamcast. And you're thinking to yourself, you haven't played it? Hell, I have never ever seen a Sega Dreamcast in real life. But now, I do have to say, I finally played it. And holy crap, talk about mind-blowing. You're like, trying to figure out what I'm talking about. Well, I've played so many different systems over the years. And this one kind of went past my radar. Because when this was released, I was playing the Sega Genesis. Then I went from the Genesis to the PlayStation. So I didn't even know the Dreamcast or the Saturn was going on. Because I was one of those people that actually went out and had fun. And I wasn't hip-hop up to all these standards and stuff like that. So I kind of missed it. Plus, living without the internet back in the day, it was one of those things that I just was never hooked on to what was coming out. So I was more or less like out of the loop for everything. But anyway, enough with me and my pettiness. But all right, so I hopped on after I seen Hydro Thunder. So it's like, all right, my buddy Terrence from Thunder Coast Gaming, he did challenge me to a challenge with this game. It's like, all right, played it, and you know, it was all right. Did that, noticed that PlayStation had it. It's like, no, I'll compare the two. So I went to N64 to PlayStation, and you know, PlayStation was a little bit better. Dreamcast had Hydro. It's like, oh, dude, I gotta pick this one. I gotta see how this is. As soon as it booted up, I was mind-boggled. Like, even my oldest boy, TJ, from Tangents with TJ, he looked at it, looked at me, and went, Dad, that's incredible. You think so? He goes, the graphics are so much better on here than the other two. Like, yeah, I know, it was a lot smoother, it was a lot more crisp, clear. Like, seriously, it was mind-boggling, mind-blowing, the difference. I know you can't really compare the Dreamcast to N64 or PlayStation because the Dreamcast was more or less supposed to pair up against the GameCube, PS2, and the Xbox. But this was still released before the PS2 and even Microsoft released their very first console. I don't know, you guys. This system has been overlooked and overshadowed. I even found Jeremy McGrath Supercross. Played that. And within probably 5-10 seconds, the difference between that particular game and all the other motocross games, and don't get me wrong, they didn't have a lot of options or stuff like that, but Jesus, the graphics were smooth, the gameplay was beautiful. If you have never played, and I'm not talking about going on YouTube and watching these videos. You can't justify watching the videos compared to the actual physical gameplay that you do. You will believe, like, you will trust me on this one. With the motocross game, it ran smooth, it looked smooth, it looked crisp. The PlayStation 2, I don't care that it was the most sold video game console of all time. To me, If I had to rate between Dreamcast, Microsoft, like the Xbox, PlayStation, GameCube, it will be the Xbox. I'll always love it. Then it will be the Dreamcast. Then I would have to put the PlayStation 2, then the Nintendo GameCube. Yes, I put the PS2 down in third place between this generation. I am going to be experimenting more with the Dreamcast, with the games. I got Dino Crisis lined up. I have. Oh, wait. Nope, that's for that system. So, I do have games lined up that I do want to try and do want to tackle. Because I want to start diving a little bit more into the Dreamcast. Like, this system. Oh, I don't even know how to start. I talked to my manager at work, and he was a huge fan of the Dreamcast, and I can totally understand why. He said that when it was released, him and his buddy rented the system and a bunch of games and played it for hours and hours. And anybody who has grown up renting consoles and games, you know for a fact you would literally spend hours and hours and hours. You would basically, as soon as you got home, you'd hook it up to the TV, parents would leave you alone, and you would play till about 4 o'clock in the morning, fall asleep, sleep for about 2, 3 hours, bam, you're back up playing again to get the most gameplay out of that system. It was just absolutely amazing. I've did that with Nintendo, I've done that with PlayStation, I've even done that with the PS, well, no, PS2, that was kind of underwhelming. But yeah, Jason, I totally understand where you're coming from with this system. It is absolutely a hidden gem. Too bad it never grew bigger and better to what it was. Sega was ahead of its time. And to this day, I really think the people at Sega went way too high tech on everything. Like with the Sega Saturn, I watched this Rise and Fall, and the guy who thought about the Sega Saturn, yeah, he had plans. It would have been one of the best systems out there, but there was a few things that kind of went wrong, especially when he got fired. So other people came, they tried doing it, duplicating, had issues getting parts, so they did this, did that. Gaming companies had issues trying to create games with the processors. So of course the Saturn kind of dropped, then they came out with the Dreamcast. But the Dreamcast, oh my God. I am sorry, you guys. The Dreamcast has got me that flustered to the point I don't even know what to do and what to think. Like, it's been crazy. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go because I want to go back and start playing Dreamcast. If you have any questions, comments, basically tangentsgaming@gmail.com, tangentsgaming189 across all social media platforms. And what I'll do is I will let you go, and I promise to you that next time I will have a lot better of an episode that's a little bit more than me flipping all my words and mind-boggling stuff. All right, you guys, hopefully you are doing well, and I might have a little bit of news next week if I get nominated for awards for the Canadian Podcast Awards. If not, whatever. There's always next year, and with your guys' help, let's try pushing up and above and beyond. Anyway, hopefully all is well, and I'll talk to you later. Peace! Ooh, crap, wrong button. Son of a bitch.